कृष्ण जुगल की गौर प्रणाम। ज्ञान निरंतर ज्ञान अंजन कला चक्षुर उन्मिलित तस्मै श्री गुरु वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य पतितानं पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्रिभ्यो यं प्रव्रजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातर आजुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोभिनेदु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतुष्टम्। And this pranami shlok Srila Sukadeva Goswami has remembered his Gurudev. Srila Sukadeva Goswami has remembered his Gurudev Sukadeva Goswami. Who was Sukadeva Goswami? He was the dear parrot of Srimati Radhika. And again, she was making her teaching that parrot, that is, oh, it's break. Krishna, Krishna. And he used to speak in the same
voice.
Voice. So sweet and melodious, like Srimati Radhika, used to speak. And then, pleased with that parrot, he used to give him anardana.
Pomegranate seed.
What you can say?
Pomegranate seed.
Well, reddish, having so much rush and beautiful taste, he used to be doing like
currency.
Very happy. One day there, by his bird
nature,
he flew from there and went to Nandana, very nearby. Only difference of two fingers. Borderline of Nandagaon and borderline of Varsana and meeting at needle point, not two fingers also. He took flew and went and sat upon the tamal tree where Krishna was playing with his most near and dear friend
Madhumangal.
And he, this parrot being on the tamal tree, he was hiding himself in the branches and leaves of that tree and telling in sweet voice, oh, speak this answer. What he told? He began to tell. And the same voice of Srimati Radhika, Krishna, 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 was short. As if Srimati Radhika is coming here and speaking like so. He told, come on. But he did not come. He was chanting a slok, and those slok was this, the meaning of this, that I was so much fortunate to be a parrot of Srimati Radhika. She was so much loving me, giving the seeds of anardana and telling me how to speak Krishna, Krishna. But I am akritagya,
ungrateful.
So ungulfed creature, they left my swamini, swamini is my master, and have come here. I am so ungrateful. Yeah, fie to me, fie upon me.
Fie on me.
I should die. Krishna heard this. Again he should speak the same thing. Again he spoke. Krishna told, come on in my hand. And again, and sat on the palms of Krishna. And he was saying, again you should tell. He began to do, and that a slok, he told that, can you tell like me? You should utter Radhe, Radhe. And he began to chant so sweet. And Krishna was playing with her and giving some also. In the meantime, two sakhis, Lalita Vishakha, came and told, this parrot is of our Swamini, he is Srimati Radhika. Return at once, other Vishti may die. She is so feeling separation. I can't speak. Krishna told, I think that it is mine, not yours. If it is yours, then you can call and he may go. I have not binded him. It is sitting on my palm. I told that you are so much attractive, so beautiful, so good one, that anyone comes to you, never wants to leave you. So how come this parrot? But I know, we know, that if Srimati Radhika will come and tell her, come on, she will at once give up you and she will go. It will go. So you should return. Krishna, I cannot return. If you are wanting to take, you can call and he may go. But I will not give up this bird. In the meantime, they went to Yashoda Maiya and told, reported this case to Yashoda Maiya. Mother Yashoda, our Sakhi is about to die in the separation for this parrot, and Krishna is taking and not returning. Yes, you should sit here, I am coming. He went to Krishna, and where Krishna was playing with that parrot with Madhumangal, he took at once that bird. You are playing with these naughty animals, always doing all these things. Your father is hungry and he is waiting for you to take bath and to take Mahaprasadam here, and you are playing with all animals, being like all animals. And he took his hand and dragged him. Goodness. Even think what to do, not to do. His whole attributes and powers and his
supremacy
become felt. And she gave you the two Lata and Visakha and the third. When Krishna passed from his world, passed and went into his aprakat lila in Golok Vrindavan, he told this parrot that you will have to live here for some days. Srimad Bhagavat will be manifested from your mouth, so this said, we are going and you can come afterward. He began to cry and weep. How I will be without you and Srimati Radhika, my master? I cannot. He told that you will have to be. Like Ramchandra told Hanuman to be in this world and to preach his glory and Shuddha Bhakti, so you will have to be here. You will have to give this Bhagavatam for whole world. And that this purpose is served, then you can become to us. At last. He became ready to follow his orders, and Krishna and Radha and his whole associates, they were entered into aprakat lila. You know aprakat lila. Now Sukhdev Goswami Sukh was saying, what to do? Where to go? Where to hear Krishna katha? So he was moving in the whole world. He went one day in Kailash, where Shankarji and Parvati, they were telling Harikatha each other. The same Bhagavat. Nigam kalpataur galitam phalam sukhamukhadam sarva sanyutam pivata bhagavatam rasamalayam muhuraho rasika bhuvibhavata. He was so rasi, Shankar. Bona fide Vaishnava, Acharya, Vaishnava, serving Krishna in any way, in every way. So he was feeling Hari Katha, Srimad Bhagavatam. He had begun and Parvati was saying, yes, go on, very good. Yes, he was telling. And in the meantime, Parvati has slept. Like we sleep, when a very story comes, Siddhant comes, and know these stories like then how this world came out? Who is he? Who is conditioned souls? Who are liberated souls? What is the tattva of Krishna, Maya, tattva, all this, how this whole creation came, and how again it goes away. I am his leper. But yes, yes, very good, go on, and a sound was coming, and he saw that, he understood that Parvati is doing, and he was so absorbed in Srimad Bhagavatam that he could not realize or thought that Parvati had slept and he was gone. When Srimad Bhagavatam ended, and Shankar wanted to stop, in the meantime Parvati woke and told her, "Oh my dear Shankar, I have slept, I have not heard anything that you told, so I want to hear again. Now I will not sleep." Shankar told that, "Who has
heard
this thing, Srimad Bhagavatam?" He was searching, both were searching, and they saw that on the tree a very green parrot was there. His beak was reddish, and he was doing like so. So he took his trishul,
trigun,
and wanted to kill him. That parrot flew from that place, and he went to Vyasdev, Badrikashram, where Vyasdev was telling the same story, Srimad Bhagavatam, to his wife Bhitika. And Bhitika at that time hearing, and he was so
astonished
that he
her mouth
like this, and he entered in his mouth, in her mouth, and went in the womb. In the meantime, Shankar came with his trishul and told, "Have you seen a parrot here coming?" He began to laugh and did pranam to Shankar, and Shankar also did pranam each other. And then he smiled, Vyasdev, and told, "Why you are searching that parrot? I will kill him." "Why?" "He was unqualified and he heard everything, Srimad Bhagavat. I wanted that any unqualified person should not hear. And being a parrot, he heard everything, so I will kill him." Vyasdev told that, "I have that. If anyone hears Srimad Bhagavat and he becomes ajar amar, no death, no
immortal,
becomes immortal, so how you can kill him?" Then he bambhola Shankar. Bambhola, you know? Very simple. Vaishnava. He began to laugh and he then returned. He was hearing for 16 years, being in the womb. That they told, "You should come. Who are you? Why you are here in the your mother home and giving some
suffering
problems?" He told that, "I cannot come because everywhere now Kali Yuga and Maya is so powerful. Maya, I will not come in the kingdom of Maya." He told that, "I may take this Maya and you should come." He told that, "I have no faith upon you. If Krishna will come himself and tell that I am taking my Maya, then I can believe." Then he prayed for Krishna. Krishna came at once and told, "Who are you? You should come home from your mother's home." He replied that, "Who are you? I am Krishna." "Oh, you are Krishna? So certainly I am. I don't want to come in Maya." "What is Maya? What is Maya? It itself nothing. And we are thinking that this is my father, this is my mother, this is my husband, he is my sister, son, and all. Relations are false, it is Maya. But Krishna is not Maya himself. We jiva are not Maya, but this thing is Maya, illusory Maya. Souls are true, divorce is true, but it badal jata hai, changeable these things, small from things, but true, because Krishna has created all these things. So Maya is that we are thinking that I am this body, all things are mine, the wealth is mine, the kingdom is mine, wife is mine, son is mine, son. So thinking this, all these things, this is Maya, illusory Maya. This is thought. Krishna told that, I am taking my Maya, you should come. He came out. And Krishna returned. Then father was telling, O putra, ha putra, ha putra, ha putra, ocean. And he ran off in
jungle.
He was not replied anything, but the jungle, the echo from the forest was coming. O putra. Here Vyasa is telling O putra, and the forest echo was coming. O putra. And who is son, who is father, who is mother, who is wife, and all these things. All are the Krishna servants. But we are thinking that in this world I am so powerful person, I am a European, we are American, we are following Christ, we are Hindu, we are Mohammedans, we are animals, we are woman, he is man. All. This is Maya. So the echo told him that who is father, who is son, why you are, you should call Krishna, hey Krishna, hey Radhe, you should go. And he went. But after some time, Vyasadeva was so merciful, he saw that he should be returned. He is going to be Brahmavadi, Kaivalyavadi, not in Shankaracharya Mayavadi. Brahmavadi are others. Jnani, that Krishna is everywhere, he has so many appellants, and realizing at all times Aham Brahma, like this. So he thought that he is going in other line, so he told him slow, Varaha Pidam Natavar Bapu. And he was so much attracted. And after that one sloka again he sent. And that sloka was
Ahamovakiyam Sanakal.
A demon in the shape of Putana came to Krishna saying that, Oh my child. And took up that child in front of Gopi Jasoda and all others. And he took in his lap and began to give her breast full of so powerful poison. Krishna took him and he sucked up his milk, no milk there was, all poisons and his life also. And he began to cry, save me, give up me. But Krishna told that, anyone comes to me, I never
give up.
Anyone comes to me, any enemy or anything, like cancer, from fear, he comes to Krishna and he took. So Putana, Bhagasur, Agasur, they, any demons came to Krishna, he never permitted them to go from him. He took them, gave salvation, Sarup Mukti Ayana. And he gave a padavi like
position.
Mother.
Position like mother.
And he took many Golok, not Vrindavan, Golok. So how he is merciful? Here in this, at once he was attracted and come to his father. And he told that I want to read Srimad Bhagavatam. And then he learned Srimad Bhagavatam from Vyasa. In the meantime, Parikshit Maharaj had a course that in 7 days he will be died by a serpent, bite of serpent. He gave up his whole kingdom, his son's wife and everything, and came to the bank of Ganges. At once, all the Rishi Maharshi, about 80,000 of Rishi Maharshi, like Narad, Vyas, Gautam, Kabi, Habi, Antariksha, Pippalan, all came together. Vasishtha, Gautam, all came there. Without any wordless or anything, automatically they come. How they come from Caspian Sea, Kashyap Rishi from Caspian Sea went to there, and all rishis here and there. How they knew in a moment and they gathered, it is very miracle. Sukhdev Goswami, but at the same time Sukhdev Goswami came naked there. Some women were getting dust on his body. Some boys were clapping and with an is. What? Stone. They are telling on. As if he was a mad person. Then when he came nearby to all rishis and Parikshit Maharaj, they all stood up and welcomed them and gave a vyasasam like Maharaj gave to me. And then he asked 2 questions, those who are dying at once, they cannot be saved. In a moment they can die. What should I do? What we should do? And those who are will die after 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, no time, any time they can die. In 100 years they must die. So what should they do? 2 questions. And he asked so many questions after that. But more this originally there were 2 questions. He replied, Shabai Punsang Paro Dharmo Yato Bhakti Radhav Khaje Ahattu Kab Dvahita Aja Bhakti Purushottame. This should do to Bhakti. Bhakti are several kinds. Among them, Nam Sikrit Sankirtan is best among them and so much powerful, like Krishna, more than Krishna, his boss. So at once, he should tell, O Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare Ram. And if he cannot chant so much, then he said, Krishna, Krishna, Radhe, Radhe, Ram, Ram. Even one, in 16 names, anyone can he chant. And if he cannot chant, then you should chant, anyone can chant in his ear. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he died in the meantime, having listened 1 or 2 Hare Krishna, not full name, even he will be liberated and death will go away. They are not in the control of Maya. In Ajamil Upakhyan, Sukadeva Goswami told to Parikshit Maharaj, who was going to die in 7 days. He has 7 days time, so he told all these Srimad Bhagavatam. But name is more powerful, and anyone at the time of death, if they will speak or hear Krishna Nam, that surely they will be liberated. If they are not willing to tell, unwillingly, knowing the power, not knowing the power of Krishna name, Shuddhanam or Ashuddhanam, where it is pure or not impure, anyhow, willingly, unwillingly, they will do. Not the glory, not knowing the glorification of Him. Even they will cross death and will be revelated like as I am told, not Narayan, but he told to his son that, "Oh Narayan, come to me." And Narayan thought that, "Oh, he has called me." And he sent forth his
messengers
and the sceptre. And after that, seeing the powerfulness of name, he went to Harpa and then began to chant Ram Mantra, Narayana Mantra, Om Namo Narayana. And after that, the four, the same persons came and took them to Baikunth. So it was not pure, but it was in Abhas, it is also so much powerful. So anyone willingly, unwillingly knows that he takes name or hears name of Krishna, even then he will be liberated. Surely, no doubt at all. So he told the story of Ajana. If we don't know the power of any boy and he does not know the power of fire, the fire burns everyone. But we saw the first time the fire, flame coming, and he kept his hand in the fire, at once his hand was burnt. So if unwillingly we are giving their hands and fire burns us, so why not Krishna more than that? The creation of Krishna is fire. The fire, if it does like this, why Krishna is like, though he is so much powerful, he will serve it. So a man person is dying, in a moment Krishna can do, change his everything. So we should know all these things. And those who have some time, they must hear Srimad Bhagavatam. How they should hear? I am giving one example from from Srimad Bhagavatam. How we should think, how we should chant, how we should remember, how our character should be. I am only reading 2-3 slokas. Come on with me and let us go to Mathura. No? Mathura is a city where Krishna came. He appeared before Devaki and Vasudeva as a 400. And in Gokul, same time he became from the womb of Mother Yashoda with a sister. There were two son, one son and one daughter, and here only one Krishna in the shape of Chaturbhuj and wearing so many ornamentals, and here Kirit Kundal, this mani, Kaktu mani here, hair so long, cut the hair, beautiful face like 16 years old. Having Pitambar here, so he was Vasudeva Krishna, Nanda Nandan Krishna, Yashoda Nandan Krishna, and Vasudeva Krishna, or one thing, Tattvata. But in Rasagata Vaishishta, Rasagata means according to the vision of Ras. There is some difference in that. In Braja he never took 400, never takes Chakra Sudarshan, and never he will. Only here, feathers of peacock feathers. A very sweet bansi he has, and if animal ask Krishna that, what is the name of our father and mother, he will just reply, "I am the son of Yashoda and Nanda Baba. They are my father and mother." my cost is Gop. And there he will tell that I am Jadav. And with four weapons here. He had told all these things. So we should come to Mathura, and where Krishna and Baldev is there. Kansa has arranged a very good Mahotsav festival of Shankar, and he has kept a bow and arrow there so heavy. The brother of the Dhanush who was kept in Mithila and Ramchandra,
string a bow.
That it was brother. It was made up from the same Dabhiti Rishi's
bone.
And Kansa has managed to have a conspiracy to murder Krishna. He saw that we have not murdered him in Braja. Yes, he is so powerful. Putana, Agasur, Bakasur, Kansa, Bakasur, so many demons, Agasur, all went there and they never returned. So if I go there, then I will have not to return here. I will also be murdered. So he was so much fearing from Braja. Once he tried and he went across the river Yamuna and went when Putana and Shakatasur were finished by Krishna. He went to Gokul to Krishna. When he crossed the Yamuna river, he saw that an old lady was there, all the hair
white
like me, my dear. White. She told that, where you are going? And he cast hold. And when he touched it, he took him in a pond and he
dipped it.
And he Kansa became an old lady, very old, like 102 years, doing like this, having a stick and like curved. And his teeth were gone, sight was also somewhat gone. Yogmaya told her that you should be here and have so much cow dung, you should do like this.
Make
like
cow
India.
Dung.
And he was engaged in that. And each gopi and gop coming, kicking him by his death. Face. All gopis and gop. To do. If I am returning in this stage to Mathura, then all will laugh and see that, oh, he has become so old lady. He cannot return. And here, if he is here, then he is kicked by everyone. So he began to pray, oh, Devi, make me as I was. I will never come to this Gokul. I am holding my ears. I am taking sapat. I will never come. Then Yogamaya came at once and took him and to this pond, that pond, and he dipped him and again took, and he became cursed. Then he took the lotus feet of that Yogamaya and he returned. Fire is running. So he was reminding this thing. So he never come to Braja. Never he come any place in Braja. He wanted to bring Krishna here and to kill him. So he has made it so much.
Conspiracy.
And he told the crew to bring Krishna and Balram here. He took there. He knew that he is Krishna and Baldeva. Supreme Personality of God, they have come for this work. To take the weight of earth and to establish Yuga Dharma and to play with those gopis. He went and called. Krishna was there. Charanu Mustik, they called Krishna and Baldev to fight with them, to wrestle with them. They came and began to wrestle. Krishna was a very about 9-10 years old, only a very little boy, and they were charmamushtik and all there, like demons, so big, so high. So they were fighting with Krishna and Baldev. At that time, a lady of Jadav, you know, lady was there, so many ladies were there, Kans wanted that all should see that I am killing him. That is why he had gathered all persons. Also Vasudev, Nanda Maharaj was there, Desi was there, Ugrasen was there, Akrur was there, Uddhava was there, all were invited there. That they will see and I will murder. Yeah, I will kill him. So all were there. So, and then a woman, not woman but Kishori, new married, she told that, oh, we should take it here. Here is not dharma, only adharma is there. Adharma means
irreligion.
Is there. It will touch us also. See, the boys, very little age, the teeth of milk has not even gone, and they are wanting to kill these two boys. Oh, it is fie on me that I am seeing Krishna in this way. I know that punyavat prajbhuo jadang nalinga pura puran purusho vanachitra malya gaspalyam sabalam kodayan chabenu vikriyanchati giritra matitangri. Yesus read the meaning, translation, and then I will explain something.
How pious are the tracts of land in Braj, for there the primeval personality of Godhead, disguising himself with human traits, wanders about, enacting his many pastimes. Adorned with wonderfully variegated forest garlands, he whose feet are worshipped by Lord Shiva and Goddess Rama vibrates his flute as he tends the cows in the company of Balaram.
She is telling that actually in this whole world, Braj is so much punya,
blessed,
because of gopis. Gopis are in Vrindavan and they are serving Krishna in supermost love they are serving. So gopis test Krishna beautiful with all these things. How Krishna is beautiful, how Krishna is so sweet, but we are not. Here, like a lion has been imprisoned in circus party, kept in the iron stakes. So we are seeing that Krishna is fighting with Charuna and Mushti, and all are going to kill Krishna. So we are so much apart. Unfortunate. But really gopis are fortunate. We are not fortunate. The feet of Krishna being touched by Shankar himself, whom Kansa is worshipping now, Rangeshwar Mahadev. This Shankar worships this lot of feet of Krishna and Kansa wants to kill him. So we are unfortunate. Oh, why gopis are so much
fortunate?
Because gopis, what they had astutely done in past life, that Krishna, who is the supreme of lords, gopis are thinking that he is my beloved, and serving each other there, so they are so much fortunate. We are unfortunate. Jato hane vahanani mathano upalipa prankhankhanabhi udito okhan marjanado gayantu chainam anurakta astukantho dhiyo astukantho dhanya prajastriya urakkam chitta jana. Oh, gopis are so fortunate that when they are brooming their homes, they are quietly absorbed in Krishna remembrance. They are brooming, and what they are telling? Govinda damo dharma bhavesi, Govinda damo dharma bhavesi.